More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Mitch Teich. Bob Murray was not planning to become a filmmaker, but a few years ago, the Milwaukee area banker took stock of the state of his dating life and decided that his only real choice was to go on a nationwide quest to find love and make a movie in the process. The result is Date America, a movie that makes its film festival premiere at the Milwaukee Film Festival this week. It chronicles Murray's trip across the country and his efforts to connect with potential mates he met through online dating services. Murray joined us in the studio recently to give us the backstory of his trip from Milwaukee to Los Angeles and the 8 dates he went on. Bob Murray, did you have any experience at all making movies before you made this one?
Zero. I mean, when I was a kid, we had a camcorder and I'd make videos from the age of like 6 until 12. But after that, I didn't make anything. But I always had fun doing it back then, and I was always interested in stories. My favorite things to watch are documentaries, and it's going to make me sound old, but I love 60 Minutes and CBS Sunday Morning. Those are shows that I've always loved. I loved 60 Minutes when I was 10 years old. So I love stories, and I figured that this was something that was worth telling. And I wanted to show a couple things. I wanted to show online dating. Number two, I want to prove to everyone, just because you don't have expertise in doing something, there's always a way to figure out and to do it. And now I've done a movie, and it's going to be at the Milwaukee Film Festival.
Well, and the way you figured out to do it was you hired a crew, right?
Well, first thing is you talk to whoever you can, and you talk to dozens of people. And I eventually ended up putting an ad on Craigslist, finding several people that are willing to do it, but chose a group of guys in Chicago which were really young, I mean 20 years old, but had I thought they had a lot of talent and they had a lot of energy, and I wanted to have that energy with me as well.
Well, and all the time you're learning how to make a movie, you're also learning something about dating, presumably. Let's again turn the clock back. What was dating for you before you set out to make this film?
Well, I had been in a couple long-term relationships, but I was single for a couple years before I did the trip. But dating for me at that point, when you're 33 years old, 34 years old in Milwaukee, you already have your set defined friends. You already know your work friends. So you're not exactly meeting new people, because at 33, 34 years old, girls aren't looking to pick you up at a bar, or they don't want to find a guy at a bar. It's not a place they want to meet their future lover. So for me, I tried online dating a little bit in Milwaukee. Wasn't that successful. I would meet random people here or there, but nothing was sticking and nothing was – I mean, the referrals to your friends, how many referrals can you get after you've known people for 10 years? They know – you know where they know, so you're not meeting new people that way. So it was just kind of getting stale and stagnant.
So you set out to do this 3 weeks, 8 dates, correct?
I wanted to do 9. So my idea was I'm going to – this is my thought process, that I'm going to stop in 9 cities and I'm going to go on 9 dates. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go online. I'm going to set up 9 dates. And once all 9 are set up, I'm going to hit the go button. And boom. I'm just going to drive from city to city and go on these dates. What I didn't expect was, at least I guess this is a good sign for these women, is they didn't want to date me. They wouldn't want to agree to date 3 weeks in advance. They said, Bob, well, how do I know I'm going to be single 3 weeks in advance? So I had half the dates set up by the time I left Milwaukee. Half of them canceled by the time I got to my first city. So the 3 weeks really turned into a race to try to find women to date me in every city. And sometimes I didn't have a date the day before I hit there. So it was pretty stressful trying to find the women. But I emailed a lot of people. I mean, every city I'd probably look at 400 to 500 profiles. I'd email 50 to 80 women. And of those 50 to 80 women, maybe 10 to 20 right back. And only one or two would say, I agreed to go on a date with you, and I agreed to get filmed.
Hello. It's nice to meet you in person.
Good. How are you?
Thank you. My name is Marie. I'm 27 years old, and I am an administrative assistant at a CPA firm. When we met online, well, I didn't really think the documentary was real, and I got to talking with him, and he was really nice and really down to earth, and I really dug his personality. I would say overall, online dating is a good tool for meeting new people.
You had to not only convince women that they wanted to go out with you, but they wanted to go out with you and have the experience filmed.
Yeah, which I thought was really cool for them to agree to do that. Now, I thought there'd be two schools of people that would want to date me. I thought there'd be the one school that was really adventurous and saying, this sounds unique and I want to be a part of something that I think sounds cool. And I thought there would be a second camp of women that would say, I just want to be on film. I didn't find the camp of the women that just wanted to be on film. I was kind of hoping I would find one or two women in that camp. I did have a couple of women ask for money, which we didn't pay anybody. We didn't agree to pay anyone and didn't have them on. But I ended up finding women that just thought the idea was interesting and wanted to be part of something that they thought was an original idea.
Well, and in a way, that's sort of the spirit that you were going into this with too. I mean, that would seem like you're meeting the right group of women who were into it for the adventure.
Right. I was pleasantly surprised with how genuine and down-to-earth and cool the girls are that I met. Because when you talk to guys that go online dating, everybody complains. Like, oh, the dates are awful. The guys complain all the time. Oh, the women I met, she wasn't any fun. Or the biggest complaint is she weighed more than her photographs. Like, that's not a huge thing. No pun intended. But the women, I talked to the women, and they would have horror stories. Like, oh, I met this guy, and he was 20 years older. Or I met him, and we went on a few dates and found out that he has a family. And the guys are the ones that lie all the time. The women were fairly normal people, and that was nice to see.
I wonder about the dates themselves. I mean, did you worry that just the fact that you were making a movie while you went out with these women might skew the data, if you will, that the date would have played out differently if not for the camera crew that was along?
Well, every date that I went on, it has to skew it a little bit. But the dates were long. I mean, the shortest date was 4 hours. The longest date was 16 or 18 hours. I mean, these were long dates. The average date was probably 8 hours long. So initially, I think when you first met them, they were nervous. So that skewed it a little bit. Maybe when you first met them, they were probably cautious of what they were saying. But after you're with somebody for 8 hours, you kind of forget that the camera's around. And throughout the process, too, they would get to know throughout 8 hours the camera crew and the assistants. So I introduced everybody in the crew. So after a while, it felt like they were hanging out with friends. And that's the point where you want to get so you can start having a real conversation with them. Also, every one of the girls, I spent a little bit of time off camera with them, especially after we're done shooting, just to talk to them and get to know them to see if things were different. There was only one girl that I thought she was nervous being on camera, and we actually shut the cameras off for a little bit to see if I could get her to open up a little more. She never did. But off camera, on camera, I think they may have been nervous in the beginning, but I think it shows them as to what they're really like.
How about you? Were you nervous when this whole thing started?
Nah, the first one maybe it was, but I don't get that nervous. I mean, my friends that you'll see in the movie, I'm self-deprecating quite a bit. So it doesn't matter to me I'm not afraid of saying something dumb or afraid of saying something that people might find embarrassing because I just don't get embarrassed that often anymore. And there's plenty of stuff in the movie that I cringe at when I see it. But I had the editor leave it in because it's real, it's true, it's kind of about me. And that's what I wanted to show the real me. I didn't want to show this dramatized, great version of myself.
This sounds like it puts some reality back into the idea of reality television or reality movies in this case.
Yeah, I mean, it's a reality concept. And honestly, this is a really egotistical thing and vain thing to do. I mean, you're going out there across America and you're saying, look at me, I'm so cool, I'm going to film myself and you're going to want to date me to be in this. It's an extremely vain concept. And so it's a reality concept, but if it shows more like a documentary.
Well, and at the same time, it seems like a really amazing opportunity. I mean, you know, it's been a while since I have been in the dating pool, but seriously, who hasn't gone out on a first date and wished they could review the footage later?
Well, that's one thing. Is number one, you read the view of the footage and watching 8 hours yourself on a date, you kind of realize you're pretty boring for a lot of it. So you can condense it down to make it something that's more interesting.
Well, and then, do you feel you got better? I mean, is it like watching game film? Did you get better as the experience went?
No, I love going on first dates. Which is crazy. I mean, I love meeting new people. I think meeting somebody for the first time or second time is great. The third or fourth time, I don't care for as much, or they probably don't care to meet me the third or fourth time as much. But I love first dates. I love meeting new people. So that's really is what I enjoy. But the one thing is, there is somebody that I don't want to blow everything, but there was a girl that I really fell for in the movie. And the crew agreed that, like, there was a favorite girl the whole trip. So I sent all the footage to my editor. I said, here's how I saw the story happen. And I gave him an outline. Is this what I think happened? Well, he's going through it, and he watches this date with a girl that everybody says this is the girl that is the, you know, is the best. And he called me and said, "Bob, I don't see it." He goes, "I don't know why you like this girl." And I said, "Well, let's keep looking at it, because I mean the crew thought she was the best too." And after watching it, you're like, "Yeah, I don't know why." Of all the eight girls, she's – not saying that she's the least likable by any means, since she's a very nice girl, but she's not the most likable at all. And I think watching the movie, people are kind of like, "I can't believe this is the girl that you like." But it is. It's, you know, it was the girl that I liked.
Well, and I wonder if that doesn't just tell you something about chemistry, that there's something you just can't see or quantify about it.
Well, there is, and I think attractiveness leads a lot into it too, and you know, the physical side of it. But there's obviously there's more about liking somebody versus just the verbal part of it. The visual, all the other cues add into it, and it didn't show on film as very well. I'll tell you that much. But when we were there in person, we all kind of got sucked in a little bit.
Did it change how you have approached dates since then?
The beforehand and afterwards, having the story, and this is one thing I realized about, you know, if you want to be if you want to be good at dating, and if you want, especially being a guy, if you want women to like you, be an interesting person. Women would much rather end up with a person that's extremely interesting than somebody that's extremely good looking. So I'm lucky that this helped me become more interesting, because it was something to talk about. And I met a lot of women through this process, because they were just kind of intrigued about what I did, and that helped out a lot. I mean, had I known how good of a plan this was, I would have done this years ago, because I probably would have been married years ago had I did this when I was 24 or 25.
Well, Bob Murray, I'm so glad that you brought us the story. Thanks so much for sharing it, and best of luck.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Bob Murray is the director and the star of Date America, a documentary that follows his cross-country online dating quest. The film screens this Wednesday and Sunday at the Milwaukee Film Festival. You can find more information about it from a link at wuwm.com/likeeffect. The movie is paired with a short film by Milwaukee and Kate Balsley. We'll learn about that movie when Lake Effect continues on WUWM.